So you want to build a profitable dropshipping store. Awesome. You go on Google, you type in how to dropship profitably, and you're greeted with tons of results. You have instructional videos, you got blog posts, you got podcasts. It's all there waiting for you, and you feel like I just hit the lottery. I am now going to build my very own highly profitable dropshipping store. Sounds good, right? It does sound good, but there is a problem. The problem is that there is so much information online and there are so many people teaching it, there's almost no way as a beginner to know which sources are legit and which aren't. At the same time that it's easier to find this information, it's also easier than ever to create and distribute this information. So it is entirely possible that you're going to go online and learn how to dropship profitably, but you're actually going to learn either outdated methods or methods from somebody that's never done them themselves and that doesn't know the nuances that need to be there to lead to your future success. Now, let's say you actually find somebody that knows what they're talking about. Maybe you find their content, but it's not speaking to you at your level. Maybe you're brand new to this, which is why you're looking to learn how to dropship profitably, and you have people talking about advanced topics that are beyond you and that quite simply you don't need to know yet. Listen, if that sounds like you, this is the video you want, because what I'm going to do in this video is talk to you about how exactly you can dropship profitably and what needs to be done to get the desired results. Now, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Anton Kraley. I have been building e-commerce stores myself since 2007, and I've been helping others to do the same since 2012 through my company Dropship Lifestyle, where we have coached over 10,000 members to build highly profitable semi-automated online stores from anywhere in the world. With that being said, let's get into this video where I'm going to share how to dropship profitably. Now, I should mention, when I'm talking about dropshipping profitably, I don't just mean building a store selling a trending product with a catchy Facebook ad that's going to make you money for a couple weeks or a couple months at best. I am talking about dropshipping profitably for the long term. A store that can start getting you results in as little as 21 days, but that'll get you results in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year, in 10 years, like some of my oldest stores are still doing. This is about building something that lasts and having the method of fulfillment be through dropshipping. That is the key to profitability. To build something that can be around for years. And in this case, for me, going into decades. That is what you want, not something that you churn and burn and hope to get lucky with. Okay, so to make that happen, there are four main things that we need. The first one, this one's probably pretty obvious, but it is products, right? What are we gonna sell? We're selling physical products. We need to have ones that meet the right criteria so that people actually want them, so they search for them, and so that they buy them through us. Next thing that we obviously need is a store, the place where people are going to buy. Listen, we're not drop shipping on eBay or Amazon or anything like that. We're building our own stores, and we're going to talk about what goes into that and what they should look like in this video. Now, on top of a store, what do you need? I'm telling you, if you build it, they will not come. You need to have great marketing that's going to find the people that want what you have to sell and send them to your store. And you need to get traffic a very specific way from very specific sources if you want to be dropshipping with maximum profitability. Now, the final thing that goes into this equation is operations, right? This is something that is so often overlooked with new dropshippers because they just think, oh, you know what? I found this idea for a product that's going to work great. And I can do web design. I could build myself a store, and they build a store. Then they turn on ads and they get people to go to it, and maybe they even buy, right? If your operations are not on point, it doesn't matter how good you are at these things because everything will crumble and fall apart. Don't mean to be dramatic, but it's the way it is. If you can't do things like have a great process for getting orders shipped fast, for updating customers throughout the journey, through following up with people after they buy and gaining reviews, none of this stuff matters. Just like operations by itself doesn't matter, if you don't have the right type of products, you don't build a store designed to convert, and you don't know how to have your marketing send you qualified traffic. So it all works together. These are the four main things. And what I want to do in this video is jump into the computer and go through each of them, giving you examples along the way so that you can dropship profitably. So let's jump in and get it started. So let's start at the beginning with products. Now, we don't build one product stores, and we don't build general stores where we sell a little bit of everything. What we do is build niche-specific stores, meaning we sell one product type per store. And the first step of this process that I would like you to do as well is to just create a Google Doc like this and list out different product ideas that you want to research. Because the second phase here will be to do that research. Now, the easiest way to do this is literally just to look around wherever you are and get ideas that way. And to make this simple, I have my phone here. I'm going to do this really quickly in our studio here and just show you a few different things that are literally in front of me, right? Okay, so just right here, right, where I'm recording this, I have a stand-up desk. I could add that to my list of products to research. I have these studio lights with these tripods. I can add them and check them out. Down here, I have a rug. I have a computer chair. Let's just keep going because there's literally opportunity everywhere. On the walls here, these sound blankets, could research those. The floor here, this laminate flooring, no reason not to research that. As I had my hand out, I looked at my wedding ring, right? Why not research wedding rings? That could be a possible niche. Bookshelf, we have different lighting here, artificial plants. Here we have brown leather reclining chairs, can add them to our research list. And literally, like, it just doesn't stop. There's stuff everywhere that you can research. Here in like my office, within our office, this room has these sliding doors. These are known as barnyard doors, right? No reason not to research those and see if you could drop ship them profitably. So I want you to go ahead and make a list like this for yourself now. And what we'll do for our product idea here is just use that barnyard door one because I haven't done that one before. So we'll do barnyard doors. And again, you can add multiple ideas to your own list. And if you're somewhere where there's nothing around you interesting or that you would want to research, what I'll do under this video is link here to the top 10 niches for dropshipping in 2023. And you could pick one of those to make it super simple. What we're going to do though is perform a few tests to do our research. First is price point, then competition, demand, evergreen, and brand loyalty. And to do these tests, all you're going to do is go to google.com. You're going to take your product idea, you're going to paste it, you're going to search, and then you're going to click the second tab where it says shopping. When you do that, what you want to do is scroll down under the sponsored results. The sponsored results are up top in the carousel. We're going to ignore them for the purposes of this research, and we're going to come down to everything else. And what we want to see is half the page or more of the results priced above $200. So you can see here, $360, $303, $280, $900, $349, $215. We have $1,200, $1,750, $800. So we'll keep going down here and we have 450, 300, 440. So very clearly above $200, that is great. That means that this niche, barnyard doors, passes our price point test because the most popular barnyard doors in this example, according to Google Shopping, which is a big traffic source for us, is above $200. Great. Now, the next test that we want to do is what I call the competition test. And what we want to do here is stay on the same page we're on the Google results. Again, we're going to ignore that top row and we're going to look at everything else. And we want to see how many stores are selling on Google Shopping the most popular barnyard doors. And we want over half the page of the first page results to be being sold by 10 or less stores. Now, the way we check that is by seeing how many stores have them listed. So this first one is Etsy. This next one is Home Depot. And then you can see it says compare prices at 5+ stores. Okay, so far we have one store and 5. Then we have 10+. So this one is being sold by too many stores. The competition on the product level is too high for this one. Let's keep going down here. We have one store, two stores, one store. Here we have one store, one store, one store. Let's keep going. Here we have two stores, one store, one store, one store, two stores, one store. And I'll just kind of fast forward through this part so this video is not 30 minutes long. But you can see here, most of the most popular barnyard doors in this example are being sold by well under 10 stores. So for competition, this definitely passes the test. And what I'm going to do here for competition is just put pass. And what we're learning here is, can we effectively sell the most popular barnyard doors in this example and not be competing with a ton of stores taking up all the best space on Google Shopping? So we passed the test here. Let's move on to the demand test. For this test, we're trying to find the average monthly search volume on Google for our main niche keyword. Now, to do this test, I'm going to be using the Dropship Lifestyle Keyword Research Tool. You can get the same data from Google Keyword Planner inside of Google Ads, but we created this tool because to get accurate data from the Google Keyword Planner, you need to have an active account and be spending a lot of money with them, or else they give you very general ranges. So if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, you can use this tool here. If not, you can use the Google Ad Keyword Planner if you have an active ad account and spend money with it. So here I'm going to check United States because that's where we do business. I'm going to put barnyard doors. I'm going to click search. And the number I'm looking for here is the search volume. And you'll see here, this one is 2,400. I want more than that. We want this to be 10,000 or higher. So let me try barnyard door without the S, see if that changes it. No, it's still only 2,400. Okay, this is a bad sign. And I'm actually happy I researched this one together with you as I made this video, because what this shows me is that barnyard doors does not have enough average monthly searches. There's not enough demand, whereas I would proceed with this. So for here, for demand, I'm going to put fail. This is very important because when this happens, you have a decision to make if you want to dropship profitably. If you made the decision of just saying, you know what, 2,400 average monthly searches is enough, let's go for it, you're not going to have enough volume coming through to be able to create a full-time income. So my advice is don't go that route. Instead, either switch niches entirely, go with something else that passes all the tests, or alternatively, you can niche up a level. So something like going from barnyard doors, maybe we go to something like, let's try rustic doors. Does that have enough search volume? Let's see what it brings up here. No, only 1900, still not enough. What if we go for, let's say, replacement doors, right? Maybe someone's buying new doors for their home. That one at 12,100 searches a month. So maybe if you still want to sell doors and you want barnyard doors to be part of your store, now you niche up a level. You're selling all type of doors that people can buy for their homes or their offices. And you know there's enough average monthly search volume where you can capture enough of the market to be able to make real money. So what I'm going to do here for our example is for barnyard doors, I'm going to go ahead here and I'm going to format it and I'm going to strike through and I'm going to make our new niche here to be doors. We're selling all types of them. Now, we would have to go back and do our research again to make sure the price point still matches, to make sure the competition is still there. For the purposes of this video, I'm going to assume that's true so we can keep moving forward. And now what we want to do is check the evergreen test. For this, we use a tool called trends.google.com, Google Trends. It is free. And what you want to do when you get here is paste your niche keyword, press enter, and then you want to change the past 12 months to past 5 years. What we're looking for here is this an evergreen niche? Is this something that sells consistently year round so that we don't build a store, make money for a few months, and then go out of business because no one's searching and buying anymore? And what we could see here is in the United States for the keyword replacement doors, it is consistent over time. We have our normal peaks and valleys, but this is in no way a seasonal or a recent trending niche. This is evergreen. So for evergreen test, this does pass. And remember, now that we switched to replacement doors, it passes there as well. So for our final test, it's what I call the brand loyalty test. And this one is really more subjective. What you want to think about here is this niche something that people already have a few go-to brands in their head that they're going to buy? And in niches like that, let's say tablets, for example, right? Someone, if they want a new tablet, is most likely going to buy an iPad, or maybe they're going to buy, I honestly don't even know what else there is. I'm sure there's some Android, right? The Samsung Galaxy tablet. People have those go-to brands. So even though tablets might pass the other criteria, it's not going to pass the brand loyalty test because customers are going to be directed towards only one or two or even a small handful of brands. Where something like doors, again, this is subjective, but I'll tell you, when I'm buying a new door, I can care less who makes it as long as it meets the criteria that I need. In that example, it might be the size of it, the exact dimensions, might be the price I'm looking for, the hardware included, whether it has locks or not. Those are all things that people care about, but they don't care about the brand name. So in this case, there is no brand loyalty when it comes to doors for the masses. So this would pass the brand loyalty test as well. So at this point, if you want to dropship profitably, you're dealing with the first topic, which is products. And if you chose replacement doors, I would say congratulations, you passed all the tests. It's time to move on to step two for how to dropship profitably, which is building a store that people will actually buy from. When it comes to building a store, even as a complete beginner, there's a few things that you definitely want to focus on. And the first one is realizing that 85% plus of your traffic, of your website visitors, are going to be first-time visitors. They're going to be finding you because of how they searched for the product they want. They either typed in your product name, a brand name, a SKU number, they saw most likely your Google Shopping ad, and they went to your website, landed on a product page. Again, it's the first time they're ever hearing about your company. So how do you get them to choose you? Through store design. Well, we have to build trust, and we also want to introduce urgency so that people are more likely to make the decision sooner rather than later. So to make this section pretty simple, what I'm going to do is just share a link under this video to this website. It's Shaka Surfboards. This is a dropship lifestyle demo store. It's built on our brand new theme that's called Charlotte. If you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, you could download that in Module 3. And this is exactly how our store would look if we built a surfboard store. Now, some things when it comes to trust, having a phone number right up top in the header menu is extremely important. I'll tell you, don't expect to get many calls, but the calls that you do get are going to be people saying things like, wow, I can't believe somebody actually answered the phone. I just wanted to see if you were a real business and I can place an order. Happens all the time because so many other companies, your future competitors, don't have phone numbers or don't answer the phone. Now let's scroll down a little bit. And what I want you to notice is this does look extremely professional. It doesn't look like something somebody threw together in a few weekends without any experience. No, this is a legitimate professionally built store that speaks to the person shopping in this niche. In this case, surfers or potential surfers. And some things that incorporate that beyond the logo and the color scheme are things like custom icons that we make here, things like surfer owned and operated. We do this for every store we build to make it unique to the avatar, the person that will be shopping on it. Now, again, to make this easy on you, I'm gonna link you to this store so you can kind of follow along with the template we use. And you should also know that this store is built on Shopify. That's the platform we use to power all of our stores. And if you want a free 14 days with them, I will link that up in the description of this video as well. But let me quickly jump into a product page here. That is the quick add to cart, but we'll go into the product page. You'll see some things that we incorporate in our store design. Here, for example, 10% off and free shipping, coupon code SAVE10. Ends 11/2/2022. Now we use expiring coupon codes like this because again, once we have the person and we have that trust established, we want them to make the buying decision sooner rather than later, which really helps with our return on ad spend that we'll cover in the next section of this video. But also you'll see we have availability, how many are left in stock, estimated arrival dates to the customer, again, giving them the information they need to make the purchase decision, and also increasing the likelihood that they choose us because now they know I'm going to save 10%. I'm going to get this thing delivered by these dates. They have a phone number so I can call if I have any questions. And it's just much more likely to have that website visitor become a customer. So check out the link to Shaka Surfboards in the description. And let's go ahead and move into marketing so you can see how people will actually find you once the store is built. So at this point, you know the criteria for picking profitable products and you have a template you can model Shaka Surfboards to build a store that people will actually buy from. But now we get to step 3 out of the 4 steps to drop shipping profitably. And this one honestly is my favorite because it's like a video game to me and it's something you can always improve on and literally see in real time the results and you just want to beat yourself over and over again with getting better at it. And this is marketing. So I'm going to make this really simple and give you this diagram. You can pause the video and screenshot this right now so you have it, because this is all I want you to focus on until you're doing at least $50,000 a month in revenue. Once you're over $50,000 a month in revenue, you can kind of bolt onto this and expand it, but this is all you need to reach that level and honestly beyond that. So let's start with the middle here where we have our product pages that are optimized for building trust. Our product pages directly are where we are going to be sending traffic to. We don't want people going to our homepage because you can't buy there and it's very general. We want people to go to directly what they are searching for. So Our number one traffic source, as you can see on the left of the screen right here, is targeted Google Shopping ads. You actually saw these earlier in step one when I searched for barnyard doors. You saw those images with the products and the product price and the store names. That is where the majority of your traffic is going to come from as a beginner, and that is going to be by far your most profitable traffic channel, because the people searching for your products are going to be the ones seeing them, who will be the ones clicking them, who will be the ones buying them. We're not going after people that might have a new home, so maybe they want a door. No, we're showing people searching for these products, the exact products they're searching for. So, first traffic source is targeted shopping ads. And on top of that, to be as profitable as possible, we're also going to be bringing in organic, aka free traffic. Now, to do this, what we do is take our product pages, the same ones that I just showed you, and instead of taking the copy and paste description that our suppliers give us, we build onto that. And we don't just build on it by keyword stuffing and adding a bunch more of the keywords we think people want. We build on it and we expand on it by making it more valuable to the person searching. For example, with the barnyard doors, let's say the ones I showed you before in my office are ones I had listed. Instead of just saying these barnyard doors are 36 inches wide by, I don't even know, 80 inches tall, we say that, but we say they have these the glass panels in the middle that are translucent, and we just build on it to make it more valuable, to give the person on the other end of the screen more information that will help them make the buying decision. Now, this works two ways. One is it provides a better experience for the website visitor, which makes them more likely to choose us, but it also shows Google that we have unique content that is valuable because people are staying on our product pages longer. So Google is gonna show us more in the organic results, thus getting us more free traffic where we have no cost to acquire the customer. Okay, so those are the two ways we're gonna drive traffic. And then we have the people that come to our product pages and they leave without buying, which will be the majority. I'm sorry, we don't have 100% conversion rates. But when they leave, we're not done there because we know they came in through a quality source of traffic, so now it's our job to get them back. We do that in two primary ways. The first one is with Meta Facebook ads with dynamic remarketing. So showing people that were just on our store ads for the exact products they were just looking at that send them back to that product page. Again, not bringing them to our homepage or to some random product. No, we bring them exactly back to where they were so that they can complete their purchase. We do the same thing with email marketing. So when people go to leave our stores, we have something called an exit intent overlay that captures the email address of the website visitor, so we can then send them emails asking them if they have any questions or concerns before placing the order. And in the beginning, we can have these one-on-one manual conversations with the customers via email to get them to buy and to find out what we need to do to earn their trust and get them as a customer. This is the most profitable way to dropship. Now, I'm sure you're thinking, okay, Anton, this makes sense from a big picture overview, but how much money should I be putting into this? As a starting point for the targeted Google Shopping ads, I want you to start between $30 and $50 a day, okay? And you can get a $100 free ad voucher from Google, and you should break that up between $30 and $50 per day going between your Google Shopping campaign. Now, when it comes to your Facebook ads for dynamic remarketing, I want that to be 10% of whatever you're putting into Google. So between $3 and $5 per day, because those ads are only showing to the people that visited you. It's going to be a much smaller pool of people. Now you do this, you set it up, and results should start coming very quickly in the form of impressions, people seeing your ads, in the form of clicks, people going to your product pages, and in the form of conversions, meaning what people are buying. So let this continue to run between $30 and $50 per day. As you see that data coming into your ad account, you start optimizing by increasing or decreasing bids on different products, by adding negative keywords for searches that are not turning into customers, and by optimizing your product pages that people are landing on even more to increase your conversion rates and make even more money. This is all you need to do, again, to get to 50,000 and above in monthly revenue. And from there, you can start optimizing even more, scaling your budgets, and adding more traffic channels. But very important, this is going to get you those sales, but what happens once people buy? That is where operations comes into play, and that's what I want to talk about now. Before I share some of my top tips for operations on a dropship store that's profitable, let me know if you're getting value so far in this video. If you're watching on YouTube, do me a favor, leave a like and comment value below. And if you're listening to the podcast version of this, do me a favor, leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. It means a lot, and I read all of them. Okay. Let's talk about operations. You could have done everything else in this video correct, but if you don't get this part right, you're doing it for nothing. At best, you're doing it for short-term gains. At worst, you're doing it to destroy your reputation, because you need to make sure you're not just building a business that provides real value to your bank account. You want a business that provides real value to your customers as well. That is how you build a business that lasts. So, first tip I want to give you is in regards to the phone. I just mentioned you should have that phone number right on the top of your store. What we use for that is a service called Mighty Call. We do have a promotion code if you want to use them and save 50%. I'll put that in the description. But the way Mighty Call works is you get a vanity number. This could be a toll-free number. And what's cool about it is when someone calls, you can set up what you want to happen. Let's just say you currently work a 9-to-5 and you can't answer the phone. My advice would still be try to answer whenever possible. But the way you can set it up with Mighty Call is you can have that phone number ring through an app on your cell phone. So it'll come through the app with the customer caller information. So you can know, oh, this is a business call. Do I have time to answer it right now? Again, if you can, my advice is to answer it. If you can't answer the calls, my advice is to record a voicemail greeting on that number that says something like, "Hi, this is Anton from replacementdoors.com. I'm sorry we're not able to take your call right now, but if you leave a voicemail with your name, phone number, email address, and a reason for your call, we will get back to you as soon as possible." Here's what's cool about Mighty Call as well. That voicemail that the person leaves can automatically be transcribed into a text message and be sent to you on your phone. You can receive it via email so you can see exactly what the person is calling about. And if you're at your 9-to-5 and you see a transcription come through that says, "Hi, this is Joe. I'm calling because I want to place an order for product 123, figure out a way to take a break, call Joe back, get that sale, collect that money, dropship profitably. Okay? So first thing is phone call. The routing system and service we use is Mighty Call. Second thing is order fulfillment. A big part of operations is getting that order out the door as soon as possible. Now, with our method of dropshipping at Dropship Lifestyle, we work with many different suppliers per store, sometimes 20, sometimes hundreds. And what we want to happen is as soon as an order comes in, we want that to be sent to the appropriate supplier right away so that order can be shipped out. Now, the way we used to do this was manual. Order comes in, someone on the team writes an email to the supplier, says, "Please ship this item to this customer at this address." The way we do it now is through a Zap. If you're not familiar with a company called Zapier, Zapier.com, they basically allow different programs to talk to each other. And we have a Zap set up that when an order comes in, it is automatically routed and sent to the correct supplier so the supplier can ship that order almost as soon as it is received, no manual work required. Now, if you want the exact setup instructions for that Zap, that is in Module 7 of the Dropship Blueprint. So if you're a member, go there, check it out. If you're not a member, I don't know why, you can, you know, figure out Zapier and work on the Shopify integration to try to set up something similar so there is no room for user error, so that orders can be shipped as soon as possible, keeping your customers happy, and you don't need to pay a virtual assistant to do it for you. Again, let the automation do it automatically over and over. Okay. Next thing that I want to cover is keeping customers in the loop and updated. When someone places an order, especially the way we do it, we have the estimated arrival date. We want them to be notified every step along the journey of where their product is. And to do this, we use a Shopify app called Aftership. Highly recommend this. The way it works is once there's a tracking number for the order, Aftership will automatically email the customer whenever there's a status update. For example, your shipment has been created. Your shipment has left the warehouse in California and is en route to New York. Your order has arrived in New York. Your order is scheduled for delivery this date at this time. Your order is out for delivery. Your order has been delivered. These are emails that get sent out automatically through Aftership. And I'll tell you, customers love these. When they respond to them, you get the responses. And people are so happy to see this because, again, they're not used to this type of service from a company they've never bought from before. So I would highly encourage you to use Aftership to keep customers in the loop. Now, final tip I want to give you for operations and communications, and this is probably most important above all else, this is that communication is key. when people buy from you, right? You might think the sale is done, I made the money, hopefully this person gets their order and I never hear from them again. Listen, you wanna flip that way of thinking and you want to make sure that people are in the loop with AfterShip and that you're communicating with them even after the product is received. Now we do this trying to get reviews through judge.me, which is what we use for review collection and showing them off on our website and on social media. I would recommend that app as well. But when someone emails you, if they say, hey, where's my order? Or if they say, hey, my order's late, or if they're mad and they say, I just got my order, but it's not the right thing, or the size is off. Don't go into this defensive mode where you're afraid to respond or you don't want to answer calls from them. No, your job is to keep customers happy because that is what is going to keep your bank account happy. So use some of those tools and automations I just gave you, but above all else, just know that people that are shopping with you deserve the respect to be responded to stay in clear communication. Even if that communication is giving bad news, it's better than the alternative, which is leaving them in the dark, having them become justifiably upset, file chargebacks, leave negative reviews, and ruin something that can be great. We're looking to dropship profitably, and the four things I just shared with you in this video should get you well on your way. So again, guys, if you got value from this one, do me a favor, comment value below, leave a like, share it with somebody that needs to see it. If you want to learn more, go more into depth on this stuff, go to dropshipwebinar.com where I have a free training waiting for you. And I will see you on Monday with the next Dropship Lifestyle video.